Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lammy.
English in the paint for Denver. Throws it up and in. English down the middle. Hands to Dunn. Now to English. Back to Evans. Baseline on Kachuka. And English gets his second three-point play. He's a scoring machine.
English, mother...
Oh, yeah. To that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. One of the greatest to ever suit up in the NBA, Alex English, certainly the Swedish jumper, joining us now. It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And Alex, good evening. Thanks for joining the show. And when you heard the official word that Nikola Jokic is MVP, what did you think?
Well, I thought, they just said something that I already knew and that I was right all along. And, I knew he was going to win. So, I had no issues, and I'm honored and happy to be a Nugget today because, Nikola Jokic is, MVP and, one of the best big men to play the game.
Now, it's interesting you say that you knew that, and I think most of Nuggets fans absolutely did know that Nikola would bring home that award. But when it comes to being MVP, how does that really translate to things that may happen on the court, especially knowing the Nuggets are down one game to Phoenix? Could we see that MVP actually show up in a form of extra fouls in the next coming games?
Hopefully, but this is the NBA playoffs. So, you never know. I think he's just so talented that he's going to draw those fouls anyway. Is that going to be because he's the MVP? Is because he's such a talented player and he's just, he gets guys off rhythm with the way he plays. So,
right.
He's just a solid player.
Rock solid and a best passing big man in league history. Would you say that, Alex? I know center play has changed over the years, and the last center to win this award was Shaq in 2000, who has a completely different game from Nikola Jokic. But how has the big position changed in your eyes, and how does Nikola represent that change?
Well, I think he is probably the start of a different type of player at that position. A guy that can pass, that can handle the ball, that can shoot threes, rebound, that does everything. And you see the change happening in the league. A lot of teams are going, looking for those type guys. And players nowadays, the players that are coming out, they know that that's what it takes to be an NBA player, to be a good NBA player. So that's what they work on as young players. So I think he's changed the level of the center position, and you got to be in that on that level to be an extraordinary center in the NBA. You're almost like a four that can do everything.
So when we look at the center position, and obviously it definitely has changed over the years. Let's look at. Put a little more focus on this series between the Suns. You have Nikola Jokic, who's the MVP, and we know what he could do as far as scoring the ball, getting to the foul line, and assists. But DeAndre Ayton, he is a young guy who said that he's looked up to Nikola Jokic. When you watch these two guys play, and obviously they are a little different, but what are you seeing from DeAndre Ayton that could possibly give Nikola Jokic some issues?
Well, what he is he's an agile big man. He runs the floor. He's a shot blocker. He's very long, but if he continues to play that way, watching the game last night, I think Jokic saw something on video that made him realize if he runs the floor, gets up and down the floor on both ends of the floor, he's got an edge. And I could see that last night when, because sometimes he was pushing the ball up, sometimes he was out on the wing, and he was running. So if he brings that type of energy, he's gonna force that big guy to step up his game, and you know, he would have to get up and down the floor with Jokic. But he is a different type player. He's long, he's lanky, he's agile, and he's young.
Alex English, our guest. It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan. Of course, Alex, one of the greatest Nuggets of all time, one of the greatest NBA players of all time. And Alex, my final question for you, appreciate your time tonight. It has to do with Nuggets fans because they're over the moon right now. And you know Nuggets fans well. They love you. What did Nuggets Nation mean to you? And just how happy you are, not only for Nikola, but for these fans that have been there for these Nuggets from day one.
Yeah, well, you got to be happy for them because the Nuggets fans are some of the most loyal fans in the NBA. They show up every night, and you know, I think if the Nuggets had had an opportunity to have their fans in the bubble, it would have been a different story.
Well, I want to talk to you about something near and dear to your heart because I know that there's a lot of issues that are taking place here in our society. One of the bigger ones, especially if you go down downtown Denver, you would see it, the fact of, you know, the homelessness. Now, I was reading somewhere that you do some work with Family Promise of Denver. Can you tell us a little about that program and maybe where our listeners can go to assist with the program?
Well, I'm on the board of the National Board of Family Promise, and Family Promise is a national organization that finds shelter for homeless families. Not just homeless people, but homeless families, and we try and get them into affordable housing, help them purchase if you know get to the level where they can purchase, but mainly it's just helping homeless families find a place to shelter for you know the time that they're having a difficult time, and you can imagine how tough it must have been during the pandemic when you had the social distance and, you know, the virus was all over the place. So it was difficult, and I'm just honored to be a member and of the Board of Trustees for the Family Promise National Board.
Well, it's always a pleasure anytime you come on. You know, Cecil and I were raving about you as far as when we look at the Denver Nuggets and the best players in organizational history, you were right up there at number one in our books. And the work that you continue to do in the community definitely keeps you up there off the court as being one of those guys who spearhead and pioneer and get that push for a lot of community, you know, activation. So I want you guys to go out to familypromiseofgreaterdenver.org. Check out that website. If you can help out, do what you can, because homelessness is something that we can end if we all do our part. But as always, the great Alex English, we appreciate you joining us here on the Nick and Cecil Show.
Well, I appreciate you giving Family Promise a plug, and I would just encourage people to get involved with Family Promise of Denver, for there is an organization, there is a chapter there. But nationally, we're doing a lot of good things for a lot of homeless families.
Fantastic. Alex English, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest to ever get it done in the NBA. Best jumper I've ever seen. Alex English, like, floats out of his hands. I asked him about that last time we had him on. Like, greatest jumper, greatest Nugget in my eyes.
Well, they're usually, Cecil, when we have these kind of conversations, he would ask me, well, Nick, do you want to change your vote? Right, or your prediction.
Right.
And I think this is one of them where neither one of us would be willing to change our prediction as far as who is the greatest Nuggets in our eyes. So, you know, Alex English, amazing. And, you know, talk about a guy who was really, really smooth. And that's the one thing I loved about, you know, watching basketball when I was coming up. There were a lot of players that their games were so smooth.
That's him.
I really don't see that a lot in today's game. One of the guys who definitely jump out to me is Silky Slim, a.k.a. Kevin Durant, right?
Yeah.
He's definitely... Yeah.
He's crossing you up, right?
Yeah. Did you see what he did to Giannis?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. Man.
Yeah.
He took him to school.
To be able to do that to that man and to be that size, like, that's why he's the Spider-Man.
That's right.
But Alex English, I thought, you know, I didn't know, Nick. I know you always try to put me on the spot with these things.
Why do you say that, Sisu?
Because I thought that you thought that maybe I would ask him, like, hey, I had you number one. Is Nikola Jokic number one?
Oh, well, Sisu, let's be totally honest. We don't do things like that, right? We don't do things like that. I'm not going to try to put you on blast.
And put Alex English on the spot like
that.
Like,
that's not what we do. First of all, he is the greatest nugget in our eyes.
Yes.
So why do anything to change that, to alter that, right?
Yeah, and when you're that guy, I mean, just so humble, such a good man, and so very excited for Nuggets fans as we are. Nikola Jokic is the NBA MVP. Your reaction as to who is the greatest Nugget of all time, 303-713-1043. But we have to give you an abs update. May not be what you want. That's next.